I'm Kathleen Schalk in Washington. Companies with reconstruction contracts say the fighting in Iraq has caused some delays. Stan Soloway is president of the Professional Services Council, which represents many contractors working in Iraq.
Some companies, depending on where they're operating, have had to go into a lockdown for security reasons. A lockdown simply means that they literally stay within the secure perimeters of where they're living with their security forces around them. They don't go out into the countryside or into the cities to do the work that they're doing because the tensions are too high. And in some cases, that is taking place, not across the board, but in some particularly hot spots, that is taking place.
Prime contractor Bechtel has stopped work at about 10% of its projects, mainly in central and southern Iraq, and says some personnel have been relocated. Both Bechtel and Halliburton say they have cut down on employee travel. And General Electric has suspended work on some power generation and infrastructure projects in recent weeks, according to company spokesman Gary Sheffer.
We've had delays in some of the projects that we are working on as a subcontractor, and they are just general delays in moving projects forward. Work is continuing in some projects, and in some cases we've had delays.
German engineering giant Siemens isn't confirming reports that it's pulled its employees out of Iraq. A company spokesman says the safety of employees is a main concern, but insists work is continuing. Another contractor, Parsons, has experienced slowdowns because some of the thousands of Iraqis it employs haven't reported for work. Washington Group International has had the same problem. On some days at two job sites in Baghdad, up to 90% of the Iraqi workers it hired failed to show up because of death threats. The company is also rebuilding power plants in northern Iraq. Spokesman Rod Hunt says workers in the north are being told to stay at their job sites around the clock.
We have a secure perimeter. We have fencing and barricades, and then we have at least two security people for every one person that's working.
But Washington Group International says it will stay in Iraq for a long time, despite the danger.
All our people are staying over there. Nobody's asked to leave. We have people willing to go.
Stan Soloway of the Professional Services Council says this seems to be true for most of the companies he represents.
Then I've polled the companies regularly, as recently as this morning, talked to several companies that have sizable contingents there about whether or not their folks are committed to staying or if they're getting increasing requests for people to come back to the States. And the answer is that they're not getting any of those requests, that their folks are sticking it out and continuing to do their work.
Companies also continue to bid for work as subcontractors in Iraq. Even people like Thomas Wright, president of International Ironworks, who've spent time in Iraq and know how risky it can be. He says you just have to be cautious.
You change drivers twice a day. You don't ever stay in the same place. You don't ever set up a schedule a meeting. When you go to a building, you don't ever use the same ingress and egress, and you're not predictable at all.
Assistant Commerce Secretary William Lash says corporate interest in helping with Iraq's reconstruction hasn't waned.
The fact is, our partners are there still doing business. Our companies are there still doing business. We've already completed 18,000 different construction projects. With this new tranche of investments, we're looking at 2,300 reconstruction projects.
And he says those projects will go ahead. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.